TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. 917-889-3926. It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. That dude, TM, up in here. Hey, kicking the door open with that R&B mix. How you like that? Hey, Suits with a Purpose tonight. Our special guest, Nicole Brown. Hey, jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Plus, we got C, so you know we'll be chopping it up in the sexy kitchen. Hey, all the way live from the other side of the eight. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, hey. On the other side of the A, representing. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, listen.
Hey, hey.
We had jokes coming from all over the world about our little tobacco here with I-85. But listen, folks, the interstate will be fixed before Memorial Day. How about that? Before Memorial Day weekend, the interstate will be fixed. That's not a big deal for people who live outside of Atlanta, but for those of us in Atlanta, that's a big deal.
It's going to be a big deal for those for those people that are fixing it too, because they're going to get a $1 million bonus or something crazy like that too.
Hey, so they made it happen. They made it happen expeditiously, like Joe Clark would say, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Good morning and the afternoon. Yeah, that 85 situation, even with it fixed, you guys, that's sometimes stop traffic. There's like no movement. It's just a whole bunch of brake lights.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine what it is without that part of 85 being usable.
You know what? This is what I will say. I will say that this little setback in traffic probably has been a blessing in disguise for a lot of people who would not have typically traveled via public transportation. MARTA is a jewel. And sometimes people don't like to get on MARTA because there's a lot of weirdness on MARTA. But as long as you know how to clap back and give them, you know, that stare right back, like, look, like, do something if you want to. You'll be fine.
You gotta have that together.
I'm light skinned, so I gotta do it. You know what I'm saying?
They
try me. They try me. Memorial Day. All the way live from South Carolina. She is chopping it up in the kitchen tonight. Give it up,
Fee. What am I? Hey, how are y'all?
What's going on,
Fee?
Doing well.
That mix was hot.
Doing well. Hey, you can go to our Facebook page right now, The Social Lab on Facebook. The Social Lab on Facebook, it's really one word, The Social, not two L's, Lab, The Social Lab. Hey, Fee's recipe that she'll be covering shortly is already posted. The meal looks stupendous. Check it out right now. It's posted on The Social Lab. Hey, before we go any further, let's welcome our special guest. I had an opportunity to check this out earlier when it was sent over. Dynamic story about a dynamic individual who's doing a dynamic deed for some young men in our community. Suits with a Purpose.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Nicole Brown.
Hey, hello,
everyone.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm just excited, and I'm gonna let y'all ride on the bridge on the highway first. I'm not getting on it immediately.
You know what, Nicole? I said the same thing.
About
I
a
said
week
the
later.
Same thing.
Right.
Yes, I need somebody else
I'll
to ride out.
I'll let it holiday traffic, then I'll get on.
Yeah, because I don't trust them. They're putting that up too quick to get that extra bonus.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
Nicole, major overtime.
Are you on MARTA, Nicole? How are you traveling these days?
I'm traveling well with the suits. I cannot get on MARTA because it won't take me where I need to go.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got ways on fleek at the end of the day. You traveling up and down those back roads trying to get there. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Nicole Brown joining us tonight, Suits with a Purpose. Nicole, tell us what this is all about.
Yeah, what this is about is really no shame you know, you see during prom season, you see everything for girls. Girls come here, pick up this. For girls, the schools have, they actually have a clothing closet for girls to come and pick out gowns and things like that. And a friend of mine was at church, and he brought a young man a suit, he was over 20. And I saw how the man's face lit up, and then I said, you know what, we're going to put a twist on that, and we're going to do this for young men in high school to help them go to the prom and beyond. So that's what we do. They go to the store. They pick out their brand-new suit. We don't take hand-me-down suits, and it's nothing wrong with it, but the tailor said it would take more money to fit it the way the boys want to wear it than to tailor the suit. Now, in the future, we will take some and work on them, but I let the boys go in, and this year I let them go in and pick it really what they wanted. I even allowed them to get tucks because normally they can get a blue, black, or a gray suit because they can have it for interviews as well, and that's really what Suits for the Purpose is. And the counselors, the school, they pick the children, they select them, and then I come in and I have a meeting with them. We go over everything, and then we pick a date. They go to the store, and I actually was delivering a suit to a school today, and they go to their prom, and they look really, really nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How long has this program been in place? Who's benefiting from the program right now? Is it just in the Atlanta metropolitan area? Is it just in one specific part of the city? How's that work?
Okay, this year my focus was DeKalb County because I had great relations with the schools. So this year my main focus was McNair, Towers, and Columbia. And then I have two Gwinnett schools, single parents, that asked could they actually get suits as well. And we're also outfitting students with disabilities because they have a spring dance next weekend, so we're actually doing their suits as well. And this is a group of kids from Towers, and it's a countywide, it's a DeKalb countywide dance. But the kids, Towers is one of those schools that, you know, if they always supersede and have a lot of needs, so they had like 26 kids.
So I heard you say next week. I'm sorry. I heard you say next week, which says that there's a sense of urgency in the donations and in the needs specifically. Is this time specific?
Yes. All of my boys, the young men who have, for the prom, they're all finished. They have received their suits. They have gone to their prom. Only students I have left and they have a urgent need. I have 5 suits. We had 7 this morning. We're down to 5 this evening. 5 suits for 5 young men with disabilities so that they can go to their spring dance next weekend. So
how can people donate?
Actually, because of the urgency, I have a GoFundMe, but because of the urgency, I also have a PayPal. So I prefer the PayPal, and that's under suitswithapurpose@gmail.org. Once again, that's
suitswithapurpose@gmail.org. suitswithapurpose@gmail.org. We need you to go and donate now.
Let me it's suitswithapurpose@gmail.com. Sorry about that.
Okay, .com.
I thought I was at work. Sorry about that.
No problem. Listen, I flip it around all the time. It's okay. suitswithapurpose@gmail.com, folks. suitswithapurpose@gmail.com. The flyer is actually posted on our Facebook page as well. You can go to the Facebook page right now. When I actually saw the flyer when it was posted, the address is cut off, but you can see that clearly there's a need. And they're asking for our help today. So go to suitswithapurpose@gmail.com. We got Fee coming up out of South Carolina. We're chopping it up, plus more from our special guest, Nicole Brown. Did someone want to squeeze a question in before we go to South Carolina?
No, I'll go ahead with Fee, and I'll hold my comment until we come back on the other side of that.
All right. We'll be right back, everybody.
Linden Boulevard, represent, Zen Tribe Called Quest, represent. When the mic is in my hand, I'm never hesitant. My favorite jam back in the day was Eric B for President. Rude boy composer, step to me, you're over. Brothers wanna flex, you're not Mad Cobra. MC Short and Black, there ain't no other. Plenty born black like Nia Long's grandmother. Just been shot at all that, pipe dog ditto. Honey, tell your man to chill, or else you'll be a widow. Did not you know that my style's a top dollar? The five foot assassin, I can fleas off his collar. Hip hop scholar, since me and the hot you a duck. The hide of Muggsy Bogues, complexion of a hockey puck. You better ask somebody on how we flip the script. Come to a Tribe show and watch the three kids rip.
Queezers in the house, represent, Zane. A Tribe Called Quest, represent, Zane. No team and local style, cause it gets a rev rent.
Well, tonight I'm bringing you guys my kicked up sexy chicken spaghetti. With this, what it entails is one onion, a half a green bell pepper, a stick of butter, a package of boneless, skinless chicken breast, a can of cream of mushroom soup, as well as a can of cream of chicken soup, a can of chicken broth, and you can use this if your sauce gets too thick, one box of angel hair pasta, an ounce of Gruyere cheese, a bag of cheddar cheese shredded, cooking spray, salt and pepper, garlic salt, and garlic powder. Now, in a skillet, you're going to melt down your butter and saute your chopped onion and bell pepper in the butter until it's totally soft. Meanwhile, you're going to boil your chicken in a large deep pan for about an hour in water seasoned with salt, pepper, and garlic powder. At the end of the hour, remove your chicken so that it can cool and add to your broth, your soup, your butter, your onion, your pepper, and your cheese mixture. Now you're going to add your seasoning to taste. When the chicken is totally cool, cut it into small pieces and place back into the sauce. Be careful when stirring not to shred the chicken too much because you want to leave it kind of chunky. When the cheese is melted and the sauce is hot and seasoned to taste and the sauce is done, boil your desired amount of spaghetti. I personally use angel hair pasta in water with a little oil and a little salt. You're going to drain your spaghetti, pour into a greased 13-by-9-inch dish. Pour the sauce over your noodles until it's soupy. Allow to sit for about 15 minutes as the sauce will be absorbed into the noodles and more will be required to add. Now, when your dish is ready, top with grated cheese and bake at 350, uncovered 30 minutes or until the cheese is melted and the sides are bubbly. Enjoy.
Oh, my gosh.
I got beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey.
Delicious and mouth-watering as usual, Fee. Thank you so much for that. My comment for Nicole is, first I just want to shout out our mutual friend, Toni Freeman. She is, I'm sure, listening behind the scenes, but said she's the administrative support for you, so she wasn't going to talk, but I wanted to make sure that I gave her a shout out anyway and thanked her for letting me know what suits with a purpose was all about, because I was immediately captivated by the idea. It touched my heart so much that you would do this for these young men in the community. And you're right, there isn't anything out there like this for young men. The focus is typically, you know, girls and prom, and, you know, because I guess the whole getting dressed up thing is meant to be or is looked at as something, you know, really girly. And, you know, the boys are kind of just an accessory in the night for a girl with the prom. But that's not really, you know, the case. And for a young man to have a nice suit that they feel comfortable in, that is something ultimately that they can take and use again for a job interview or something else, you know, even later on that they need it to dress up for, is just such a wonderful idea. And I can't tell you how excited I was to have you on the show to be able to, you know, share your platform, to share your vision at, you know, with our listeners. And hopefully this will give you the opportunity to be able to expand what you're doing, just and not make it just in the, you know, Gwinnett or Atlanta area. And, you know, hopefully one day it'll be nationwide, because it's a phenomenal idea. It really is a wonderful idea.
Thank you. Thank you.
I agree.
With you saying that, I'm actually next year, I'm originally from Delaware. It'll be in Delaware, Arizona, in Charlotte as well next year.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Well, you know what? Look at God, because the majority of us are from the DMV area, north
yeah.
of Virginia, or the Virginia,
right.
you know, South Carolina area, a little bit deeper. And we may be able to make some things happen for you to stretch it out
okay.
a little further.
Awesome. You know, I've been getting my sister, she said, let's roll it out in Delaware. Everybody who's asking to roll it out in a different state, the funny part is they're all from Delaware. They just moved somewhere else.
Right.
Mm.
Well, yeah, that's how we are too, though.
Yeah.
Nicole, let me ask you this. What was that first instance? And you may have mentioned it at the top of the show, but as we, you know, get ready to wind it down, what was that first, like, instance that said, okay, this is a bigger issue than we think? Suits with the purpose. Let's do it.
One young man, we took him from his hair. I mean, we did his hair. We did shoes. I mean, we bought everything for his prom last year. And the school asked me to do it. I was like, okay. And just to see the transformation of the young man. And then I didn't know he was prom prince. I didn't know he was the prince of the prom. They didn't tell me.
Oh, wow.
You know, they didn't tell me. So yeah. I even took him to the prom. And, you
wow.
know, I had cooking. He had dreads, so I took him to the West End to get his dreads fixed. They had never been done. And I remember at midnight, he was like, well, Miss Nikki, I want this. And I said, oh, no. You're a pumpkin now. It's over. You know? Because I had spent
right.
my whole day with him. But we have relationship, him and I. And this year he went back to the prom because, you know, in Georgia they go 11th and 12th grade. And
mm-hmm.
He didn't get a new suit because he had only wore his suit one time. And he wore it so well. And he wore that suit again. We put it in the cleaners, and he wanted to wear African attire with it, and he did that. And he just to see him putting it on right. And then we had his friend this year, and we had to do the same thing for him this year. And the school was like, Miss Nikki, nobody recognized him at the prom because he looked so different. And then he texted me and told me he wanted to wear his suit every day. And I was like, okay, this stuff is
yeah.
doing things for boys is awesome. You know, it's something
yeah.
that we got to carry on.
That's
Miss Nikki,
I
commend you and I applaud you for the effort, right? Because, you know, I've worked with young people in a major way up close and personal, and you tend to want to give, you know, the clothes off your back, the food out of your refrigerator. Because
yeah.
the need is so great, right? And we don't have enough people who are not just talking about it. You know, a lot of people, you know, talk about, I wish I could. You don't have to wish. You know, you, just do it. Just do it.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you to give to this effort tonight. Again, suitsforapurpose.com is the email address you can use to go on to PayPal to make a donation. Is there a financial goal? Is there a specific number of suits that you're trying to get purchased by prom next week?
Yes, I have 5 suits. They're roughly $115 because I actually use coupons at the store D&K. I use a coupon. And so it's $115 per suit. And so I'll be grateful with $500 because I do. I take my money. They know me at the store. I was at 2 of their stores today. As a matter of fact, a salesman gave me some money for a suit today. He's the salesman, but he opened his wallet and said, here.
What store are you using?
I'm using D&K. The 5 suits are at D&K Memorial Drive.
D&K Memorial Drive. If there are listeners in Atlanta and you are near the D&K Memorial Drive, why don't you just go in tomorrow and purchase some suits and have the store to call Miss Nikki and tell her that the suits are already purchased, the suits are already sponsored.
Yeah.
Listen, what you know about me is that I don't just talk about it, but this dude right here is about it. So I'm going to purchase a suit myself.
I will purchase a suit, and
I will actually call the store and actually purchase it over the phone or send whatever information. Memorial Drive is far from where I am in Perimeter. But worst case scenario, if I can't set it up with the store, we can meet somewhere. But the radio show will sponsor a suit. So if we
have at least four
listeners who will match the radio show and say you'll step in and purchase a suit as well, listen, that's what we're about. We're about helping people to help themselves. Listen, coach me to win is the motto. Coach me to win. Let's set them up. Because it starts with appearance. Y'all know how we look at folk when they don't look right. You know how we look at each other in church. I said church.
Yeah.
So if we looking at each other crazy in church, you already know, right? Listen, let's help these young men not only go to the prom and look good, but they use these suits for job interviews and for just feeling good and looking good. Let's set them up for success. Suits for a purpose at gmail.com. Go to PayPal right now.
Yeah, it's suitswithapurpose@gmail.com. And the suits have already been selected because they get their hem. So they can ask for Peter. Can't remember Peter's last name, but he's the manager, assistant manager. And the 5 suits are actually in the store ready to be purchased. They're 7
times. In the name of the store again.
D&K Suit City Memorial Drive.
D&K Suit City Memorial Drive.
Yes.
Just know at any time when you have something going on and it's prom time or it's suit time for the young men, you are welcome to come back to TM Hyman Radio, and you're always, always welcome here. We love what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. I was trying to see if one of my students was on the line. No, they're not home yet. Okay. They were trying to get on the line and just give you all their take on it, but they're not on this.
Let's do this, though. We're going to make sure that you get these suits. And why don't you have them to come back after the prom to talk about the experience?
There you go.
I certainly will.
All right.
Thank you for stopping past.
For sure. Whatever you do, do it well. Check it out on Friday. Yeah.
We are that crew, that team, that network, the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, the General TM, Madam Boston, Fee, and myself, Hot Chocolate. We will see you all on Friday. Thank you again for our guests. It's a purpose for doing
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real, real talk. Talk, talk radio show. See him Hyman Live. See him Hyman Live. See him Hyman Live. Talk Radio.